for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2013 Annual Ladies Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is the Saturday afternoon service at 1:15 p.m., February the 16th, 2013. Kathy Joslin is the speaker of this service, teaching on inferiority spirit.
Okay, so I want to thank Patty and the team for inviting me to come and speak and present to you today. It's an honor and a privilege, and it's something I don't take lightly. Many of you know me, but for some of you that don't, let me give you a little bit of background. I'm a military brat. I was born in Japan on the military base, and I am half Japanese. My father was in the Marine Corps, and they call him lifers because he did more than 20 years in the Corps. I came to the United States when I was 1.5 years old, but since we were in the Marine Corps, I moved around a lot. Because of this, I had to put myself out there, even though I'm an introvert by nature. I had to become outgoing in order to make new friends. But moving around so much, you don't have a chance to put down roots and establish those deep relationships. So I was glad when we settled in Thousand Oaks in 1974. Today I'm going to be bringing you a message on inferiority. Sonia Dumas from our church did a wonderful message called War Against the Weak, where she spoke about inferiority. I highly recommend the message. And in it, she gave a prophecy, and with her permission, I'd like to read it for you now. Thus saith the Lord, my people, the day of casual living is over. The day of ease has long passed. I now, today, require an army. The weakened warriors have been removed. Most of the fearful have been filtered out. I have kingdoms to build and princes to place over them on earth and in heaven. My garden needed a ruler, and so I created Adam and Eve. I have other gardens, other dominions, other domains that need rulers and leaders who hear and follow my voice. I cannot and will not wait for my people to choose whom they will serve. Going forward, I will make it plain, make it clear to you, to all whom each of you serve. Rest assured, your salvation, if you have truly accepted my Son into your heart, is secure. I liken it to a piece of land that a man has purchased, yet does nothing with. Yes, he owns the land, but the land will be left to its own devices, with no interference from the man. The man will protect and defend his property as needed. But if the foxes creep in, if the snakes build their nests, well, only minor measures will be taken to keep the land from creatures of destruction. This is the fate of they who do not serve me with all their heart, all their mind, all their soul. This is an issue of the heart, and I am speaking to that I am speaking to. Yes, you have a myriad of issues. Only I can heal. Having issues and weakness is not my concern. My concern is your heart, for where your heart is, there also is your treasure. Treasures of life rest with me. Treasures of unspeakable destruction rest outside of me. I require an army with generals and lieutenants and first captains. The day of Joshua has come for some of you to stop the sun. The day of Elijah has come for some of you to stop the rain. The day has come for some of you to possess the gates of hell with keys that I shall give you. The day my Son spoke of you doing greater works than he did on earth has come. A new level of deliverance has come. Expect bigger battles. The harvest is ready, and I am sending in my reapers. My power will begin to flow through my people like oxygen through your blood. You have not known the fullness of my ways, for they are secret treasures to those and only those who seek them. Expect more solitude with me, for some of you shall seek my backside. Some of you will be killed for my sake, and some of you will rise again for my glory. This is a hard word. Let him who has ears to hear, let him hear it. I am with you. I will prosper you in the things that I have destined for you. Yes, even in death, you prosper. For no seed can bear life until it dies to itself. I and I alone determine your days. So fear not a short life. Better a short life lived well, to the fullness of my calling, than a long life filled with absence. I am with you. This word is both a warning and an encouragement. My power will never be given to a casual church attendee, for witchcraft will seduce them into misuse. This power only goes to a few who will lead as I direct, and it requires a heart of David. He pursued my heart unlike any other. Those who pursue my heart will be filled with all that it contains, and all that it contains you cannot imagine. And I cannot wait any longer to give it to you. I love you too much to withhold such treasure. The senses do not know. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. So today I'm going to be bringing you a message on inferiority. Does everyone have paper and pencil? If not, I brought some, because I was told to be prepared. Because I believe that you can't just be hearers of the word. So as the Lord speaks to you during the message, Satan is quick to steal it away. So write it down. Sonia did an excellent job on her message and covered several key points. Inferiority is a product of a triple-stranded cord of fear, lust, and pride. I won't attempt to re-preach her message. I just want to establish some foundational truths for those that didn't hear it. In 1 John 2:16 through 17, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the word of God abideth forever. Inferiority paralyzes us and prevents us from going forward to do the things that God has put in us to do. An example is the servant that buried his talents. To paraphrase, the parable goes like this. A wealthy man is about to go on a long trip, and as you know, businesses don't just run by themselves. So he gave some talents to his servants, each according to their ability. In Matthew 25:14-15, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. So let's say that the VP of sales gets 5, and the sales manager gets 2, and an employee gets 1. The VP took the 5 and doubled it to 10. The manager did likewise, but the employee, not believing in his or her ability, just buried it. Matthew 25:24-25, then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and I went and I hid the talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. The employee who felt inferior was afraid. Inferiority makes us do or not do things. How many people haven't done something because of fear? Is the Lord bringing things to your mind? Be sure to write it down. There is a saying that I like, the weakest ink is better than the strongest memory. And as for me, as I get older, it's even more important for me to write stuff down. Also, I hope each of you will have and use a blessing journal. I forget, one of you guys actually won one today. So, because when the enemy comes in and is beating you up, you have stuff to counter with. Write down specifics when the Lord has blessed you and you have come and has come through for you. And we tend to remember things askew. I was just having this conversation about how people that grew up in the same house have completely different recollections of the events. Totally different. Fear is unreasonable. What I mean by that is you can't reason your way through it. In our church, we get to live the messages that we bring. So recently, I got to live through this message. I was at work one day at a job that I have been at for 12 years. But on this particular day, God bless you, Inferiority just had me frozen. I just felt inferior. I couldn't make a decision. I felt as though I didn't know what I was doing. I couldn't think straight. And since I don't have a degree or any formal education in the industry, who was I? And who do I think that I am? These were the thoughts and the emotions that I was going through that day. But you can't reason your way through it. I had done this job for many years, and suddenly, I didn't know what I was doing. I felt inferior. When clients would call, I didn't understand what they were saying. Do you ever get that? You know, like the Charles Schulz cartoon where, wah, 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 wah. I was doing that. I'm like, what the hell did you say? I don't get it. I felt inadequate, stupid, ill-equipped. I second-guessed myself. I discounted everything. And the enemy had a field day with me, beating me up. Now, the enemy is like a boxer that once it's landed a good punch, what do they call that, a haymaker? He's going to keep at that spot over and over. So I got pretty beat up that day. And actually, if truth be told, who am I to bring a message to the body of Christ? I have no formal training. My mom is a practicing Buddhist. My father was a CNE Christian. And for any of you that don't know what that is, that's somebody who goes to church on Christmas and Easter. As a matter of fact, I don't even recall doing that. My impression of Christianity is a list of don'ts. I didn't know the Lord's love, grace, or mercy. And I appreciated when Jerry stood up in the introduction and she talked about how each of you have different strengths and that each of you can minister to different people. So we each have different personalities, strengths, and talents and our abilities. And I want you to embrace that, because who I can speak to, you can't speak to, or who you can speak to, somebody else can't speak to. You speak different languages. Susan was sharing with me this morning how the whole Tower of Babel, it was meant to separate us and cause that friction, that confusion amongst us. So embrace your abilities. The way I bring a message, the way other people bring a message, it speaks to you, it doesn't speak to you. So we each have our different talents. So because I had Buddhism crammed down my throat from one parent and what I felt was a hypocritical lifestyle from the other parent, I vowed, I won't cram religion down my kid's throat. Be careful about the vows you make. Thank you, Jerry, for the emphasis on the vows and your grief message. So you know how Christ called me? And just so we're clear, Christ calls you. We don't find him. He isn't lost. I was a single mother. And one day I was driving my 7-year-old son to summer camp. And he said out of the blue, Mom, can we go to church? To which I replied, Michael, do you know what church is? He said, it's where you go to learn about God. Now remember, I had vowed I wouldn't cram religion down my kid's throat. So he had never been to church, but yet he knew that church was where you go to learn about God. Isn't God good? The Lord can use anyone or anything to bring you into the knowledge of him. The other part of the story is that my girlfriend that I've known since sixth grade had been praying for my salvation for years. So that is a testimony to the power of prayer. And I was redeemed at the age of 34. I enjoyed your story about the birthing box. Thank you, Patty, for sharing that. I was going to ask. Uh-huh, like the green ball. Okay. Now, I'm going to take a huge leap of faith here. Recently at our church, we have started a series on trust, and its timing is perfect because I really feel that the Lord wants me to completely expose myself. In the past, I've been very Japanese, guarded. I only let you know this much about me, because if you knew who I really am, you won't love me, and you will reject me, and I will lose face. It's a disgrace in Japanese culture to expose your weaknesses, because the enemy can use them against you. I may not look Japanese, because I actually took after my father as far as looks, and recently, as Angie can attest to, I went blonde, because I got tired of chasing the gray. But you need to examine your family line. The curses and the blessings are all part of who you are. And the Lord asked me, will you trust me? So thanks, Crystal, for sharing that. When I was writing this message, I felt the Lord wanted me to come clean and put all my dirty laundry out there. So ladies, it's laundry day. Now, doing laundry is not fun, but I really like it when my clothes are clean and folded and put away and ready for me to just grab as I need. So I really appreciate Linda sharing her testimony about cleaning her house until 2 a.m. Nice to know that I'm not the only one that does that. Growing up, I was of the world. I was a single mother, and not because I was widowed. I was caught up in all the lusts of the world, and at the age of 18, straight out of high school, I moved out and lived with a boyfriend in sin for many years. We'd even tried to get pregnant. Sounds a little screwed up, huh? And since I didn't, I thought I couldn't. Back then, I bought into the lie that being married would ruin the relationship. I want to expose that. There's a book that I highly recommend, The Ring Makes All the Difference. It debunks the myths about cohabitation and provides hard facts and stats about relationships outside of marriage. As I mentioned previously, I thought Christianity was a list of don'ts. And what I saw was that when people say, I do, the relationship changed for the worse. I believed that it was almost as if once you said you were married, you didn't have to keep trying to please your spouse because he was stuck with you. So I want to expose this because it's a lie of the enemy. He wants us to believe to undermine marriage and the family unit. I believe it is a main contributor to the entitlement spirit that Caroline talked about. And it's running rampant at our society today. So let's recap, shall we? I dropped out of high school. I managed to get a diploma from a continuation high school. Married to a convict. Oh yeah, did I forget to mention that one? I was going to rescue him. Yep, I was full of rescuing spirits. So I married him to make it look good in the courts, but he cheated on me. So we separated. And since I never got pregnant while we were together, or when I was with my boyfriend, I thought I couldn't get pregnant. Come against the patterns that follow you through your life. Because that cheating spirit, my boyfriend cheated on me, my husband cheated on me. Yep. I had been terminated from my job, and I went to work at the first place that came along. So when a married man gave me some attention, started sleeping with him. I got pregnant at the age of 27. Told you, ladies, it's laundry day. But then he didn't want anything to do with me or my son. Does this sound like a manual on how to create an inferiority complex? Or what? And cover all that up in pride. Don't let anyone know the truth, the real Kathy, the mistakes, the choices that I have made. I have to save face, remember? Now hear me correctly. I am not proud of these choices. I'm sharing them to expose the spirit and how it operates, especially in young people that know everything. I hope I can be the poster child of what not to do. Please learn from my example. Say no to sex outside of marriage. Cherish the sanctity of marriage and don't open the door for inferiority and a whole host of other spirits in your life. As I went through preparing the message and cataloged the events of my life, it was easy to recognize all the things that have fed into the spirit of inferiority for me. I hope you will do the same. Write it down. Go after them in deliverance as the Lord directs each of us. We call it having a don't kid yourself day. So what I want to bring is the other half of the coin, so to speak, some of the consequences of inferiority. Before we do that, let's take a look. Inferiority or its derivative is only listed 4 times in the Bible. I love the search feature. It's listed twice in Job, once in Daniel, and once in 2 Chronicles. It makes looking stuff up quickly. However, nothing beats spending time in the Word. We have several examples of people with the inferior spirit. Moses had an inferiority complex, and even though he was raised in Pharaoh's household and was exposed to all the perks, raised in affluence, instructed by the elite, trained by the experts, and well-educated, let's face it, he was part of the 1%. But did that keep him from feeling inferior? Gideon in Judges 6:15, he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. Gideon felt inferior. He was nobody. So when the angel of the Lord came to him, and he couldn't believe that he would save Israel, and kept asking the Lord to prove it with the fleece. Have you tested God? Do you believe that the Lord, what the Lord says, or do you need proof? Isn't that called faith? Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Saul in 1 Samuel 9:21. And Saul answered and said, Am not I a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherewith then speakest thou to me? Who told him that he was the least of his father's house? Who was he getting his worth from? And I want to come against the spirit of comparison right now. It's a wicked, wicked spirit. And if you haven't heard Sharon's messages on the spirit of comparison, I highly recommend it. We are not to compare ourselves one to another. And especially as women, we tend to fall into this trap. Actually, I don't remember where I read it, but women get dressed up when they know other women are going to be at the event, not for men. So with these examples, are we seeing a pattern here? Who told them that they were the least? And where did they get their unworthiness? Where did the unworthiness come in? My pastor, Monty Mulkey, has done some wonderful series called He Makes Us Worthy, which really helped me because it's not me or anything in me, but only the Lord in us that makes us worthy. And I want that to sink in. I really had a hard time with unworthiness. And every now and again it rears its ugly head, but we get to lop it off. He also has a series on the master principle of authority that clarifies meekness, humility, pride, and greatness. And we don't want to get that mixed up either. Or we don't want to go to that extreme either. So let's examine some consequences of inferiority. Murder. How many of you are thinking about Cain and Abel? He murdered his brother because the Lord didn't accept his offering. Genesis 4:8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. Cain is a walking time bomb. His brother. How many of us are walking time bombs? I've had some revelations over the years, spending time in the Word. I just love it when things jump out at me. I'm an auditory person. So when I was listening to the CDs on tape, it actually came up in Exodus that the parting of the Jordan didn't just happen magically, as Hollywood would like us to believe. In Exodus 14:21, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. Did you catch that? It took all night, parting the sea, not just like Charlton Heston does in the Ten Commandments. Did you know that Moses committed premeditated murder? Exodus 2:12, he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Now, I'd always believed that it was like the Cain and Abel thing. Moses went out one day and seen the Egyptian smiting the Hebrew, in the heat of the moment, killed the Egyptian. But what does the Bible say? He looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man. Does it sound like something more was operating and provoked him to kill the Egyptian? When I got that spirit of murder as a consequence of inferiority, I cried. The Lord gave that to me, that revelation. It jumped off the page. I had to reread it, and I called Stan, my husband, in, and I read it to him, and I asked him, Am I seeing this correctly? The Word is alive when we spend time reading it. It speaks to you. Let's continue. Moses is fearful. Everyone knows he's murdered the Egyptian. He runs away to Midian. He gets his attention with a burning bush and tells Moses in Exodus 3:10 and 11, Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, Who am I, that I should go unto Pharaoh, and I should bring forth the children of Israel? Remember that day I was getting beaten up? Who am I was the question. When you hear yourself asking these questions, examine who is talking. Exodus 4:10 and 12, And Moses said unto the Lord, O Lord, I am not eloquent, and neither therefore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or who hath made the dumb, or the deaf, or the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. The Lord promises to be there with them. Remember when I said it's unreasonable? You can't reason with inferiority. I have to interject. I used to be pretty articulate. I had a pretty good vocabulary, and I could hold my own. Nowadays, I sometimes struggle to come up with common everyday words. I have a difficult time putting things in to express my train of thought, so I can sympathize with Moses' inferiority experience. The Lord allows us to go through trials, tribulations, and events in our lives to have compassion and to help others through it. You go through the trials and persecution so that you can pray deliverance for others. Moses had the Lord's promise. He would be his mouthpiece. Let's examine. There's a burning bush. Talks to him. Promises to be with him. The Lord gives Moses the rod that turns into a serpent. The leprous hand. And if that isn't enough, says, if they still don't believe you, pour out the water and it will become blood on dry land. He couldn't see all that. It still wasn't enough. What has inferiority blinded us to? And why can't we believe? The Lord concedes, allows Aaron to be used as Moses' mouthpiece. We're all familiar with Aaron and the golden calf incident, right? So can inferiority have us fall prey to following false idols, false teachers, false ministries, false prophets? Another lie of inferiority is we can't hear from God. First of all, God doesn't do a whole lot of talking. He's not a micromanager that tells you every step. If you aren't hearing from him, keep doing the last thing that you know he said to do. He can get your attention. Remember Moses' burning bush? The Bible is the inspired word of God. Read it. It will speak to you. In 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Inferiority makes you feel as if you aren't good enough or don't have the skills or training. As I mentioned, I am not a biblical scholar. So one of the studies that really blessed me was when I was reading Amos. Let's take a quick peek. In Amos 1:1, the words of Amos, who among the herdsmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Ezekiah, king of Judah, and the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. He was a sheepherder of Tekoa. And then in Amos 7:14 and 15, then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdsman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock. And the Lord said unto me, go prophesy unto my people Israel. Here was a herdsman minding his own business, and the Lord uses him to proclaim the word of the Lord. What that did for me is remind me that the Lord is no respecter of persons. If he did it for Amos, he'll do it for me. Amos had a different attitude. It wasn't, poor, pitiful me, a lonely sheep herder, who am I? And then come all the excuses. I didn't go to seminary. I don't have the gift of gab. And I don't know. I am not gifted in presenting. He was doing what he was doing, and the Lord called him and made up the difference. The message Amos brought forth was as timely then as it is now. And as times get darker, we need to be proclaiming the good word of the gospel. So, some of the consequences. Intimidation. The enemy uses inferiority to intimidate us. The enemy is an imitator, not the creator. So if he intimidates us, he can keep us down. Remember Sharon's message? All the same. Remember when Abraham said to Sarai, his sister? All right. Remember Saul in 1 Samuel 10, 21-24, when he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken, and Saul, the son of Kish, was taken, and when he sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further if the man should come thither, and the Lord answered, before he hath hid himself among the stuff. And they ran and fetched him, and when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people of his shoulders, and upward. And Samuel said unto all my people, see ye him who the Lord hath chosen, that there is none like him among the people. And the people shouted and said, God save the king. When they called on Saul to anoint him king, and he was not a small person, but inferiority makes you not good enough, feel not good enough. Impatience, impulsivity, and loss of inheritance are some other consequences of inferiority. In 1 Samuel 3:13, 9-14, and Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me and peace offering, and offer the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came, and Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, what hast thou done? And Saul said, because I saw the people were scattered from me, that thou camest not within the days appointed. And the Philistines gathered themselves together. Lord, I forced myself, therefore, and offered the burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly, and hast not kept the commandment of the Lord, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established the kingdom upon Israel forever, but thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. And the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept which the Lord had commanded thee. The spirit of inferiority has us justify our actions. He was supposed to trust and wait for Samuel. How many decisions have been made in haste? Intimidation and justification. 1 Samuel 15:20 through 21. And Saul said to Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord has sent me, and have brought Agai, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, and the sheep, and the oxen, and the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. Wow, damaged reality comes to mind. Inferiority can also have us not stand up for ourselves. Become like doormats. Don't allow yourself to be bullied or intimidated. Of course, that was supposed to be. Other areas we may also have to deal with: apathy, lethargy, and resignation. Sharon's brother, Elvis, did a wonderful message on that, and I highly recommend. Inferiority has us resign ourselves to settling. Why bother to pray or fight or vote? It won't make a difference anyway. What's the point? Nothing's going to change. I can't make a difference. I don't have gifts, talents, abilities. So I won't apply for that job. I won't start my own business. I won't create the next big thing or do what the Lord has put in us to do. Don't believe the lie of the enemy. And like the fearful servant, don't bury your talent. My motto is, everyone has something to teach us if we are willing to learn. That being said, sometimes it might be what not to do, but that's another message. Jealousy. Even though you may consider yourself inferior, others may be jealous of you. David, as a young boy, was obedient and took food to his brothers. In 1 Samuel 17:28, and Eliab, the oldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men of Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why camest thou down hither? To whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou might seest the battle. Also come against the spirit of falsely accused. Because of the attacks, we may find ourselves feeling as if we have to defend ourselves. Let the Lord be your defense and your rock and your ever-present help in time of trouble. Come against compulsive confession, a.k.a. diarrhea of the mouth. As women, we have a lot of words, and we don't always have to say them. Open mouth, insert full foot was something I did a lot. You don't always have to say something. Remember, you have two ears and one mouth. Do twice as much listening as talking. Proverbs 10:14. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. Proverbs 10:19. In the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth from his lips is wise. Proverbs 14:3. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise shall preserve them. Inferiority delays us, derails us from what the Lord has intended for us. So let's come against it, shall we? Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you, the power of authority given to us, and take my possession in the third heaven, high above, principalities, powers, rulers, hexes, vexes, curses, spells. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come against all the spirits of inferiority, all the doubt, all the unbelief, the timidity right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, the shyness, the inadequacy, the pity party right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. The ineptness. Come on, push them out, girls. Push them, push them, push them. Come on, come on. Fall out of agreement with them. Push them out. Come on. The stupidity right now. The simple spirit. Come on, all that double-mindedness right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. The confusion. The confusion. Mental illness right now. Come on, lust right now. Fantasy. Come on, push them, push them, push them. Perverseness. Jealousy right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. The paranoia. The paranoia. They're out to get you. Come on, come on. The self-pity. The depression right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. The suicide. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, it's not worth living. Come on, I'll just commit suicide. Come on, and all the bullying spirits too right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, the guilt. Come on, come on, come on. All the pride, the vanity right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Loneliness right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Being alone. Come on, in a crowd. Come on. Come on, all the fears, all the attention seeking right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, harlotry right now. Come on, come on. Rejection. All the rejection. Come on, unfairness. The entitlement spirits right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. All that withdrawal. Come on. Daydream. Self-awareness. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Push them. Push them. Push them. Come on. Heightened sensitivity. Come on. You're on heightened guard. They're going to find out. I'm going to be exposed. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Come on. Come on. All that nervousness. Come on. All the vivid imaginations too right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. All the frustrations. Come on. Fear of germs right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Impatience. Come on. Inordinate affections. Come on. Towards animals. Right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody understands, but my animals love me. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Push them. Push them. Push them. Come on. All the intolerance. Come on. Insanity right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that mind confusion. Come on. Self-rejection. Self-accusation. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Come on. The tension. The fear. Come on. Come on. Come on. Fear of people right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, come on, come on. Compulsive confession, feeling as though you have to defend yourself. Come on, come on, come on. Up and out, up and out. Come on, come on. All the envy. Come on, all the envy right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fear of judgment. Come on, they're going to find out the truth. Come on. False compassion. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Going through the motions. Come on, come on. False responsibility. Come on, taking on that burden. Come on, that heavy burden right now. Come on, up and out. Come on, all the rescuing spirits. Come on, come on, here I am to save the day. Come on, up and out, up and out. Push, 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 push. Come on, come on, all that despondency. Come on, all that despondency, all that despair. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Discouragement right now. Come on, come on, all the hopelessness. Come on, all the hopelessness, all the condemnation right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. All that unworthiness, all that shame. Come on. All that, we remove the cloak of shame right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ that is covering all the women. Come on, come on, come on. If you know me, you won't love me. Come on, the perfection spirit. Come on, I can't do it. I'm going to be paralyzed. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm not going to do anything until I can do it right. Come on, all the ego. Come on, all the ego. Come on, come on, the rebellion right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, come on, come on, come on. All the hatred. Come on, the murderous rage, evil memory recall. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. Move, 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 move. Come on, all the memory loss too. Come on, all the memory loss. Come on, all the disobedience. Come on, doing other things that doing the opposite of what you're asked to do. Come on, come on, all the paranoia, all the suspicion. Come on, all the distrust too right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, come on, joy at the day. Come on, the projection of other people. Come on, all that projection of other people, what they project on you. Come on, and the anger. Come on, anger. Roots of bitter judgment. Come on, the bitterness. Come on, up and out, up and out. Push, push, push. Come on, all the self-judgment. Come on, come on, all the self-delusion right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, all that tongue tie. Come out, up and out. Come on, up and out, up and out. Move, 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 move. Come on, up and out. The lasciviousness. Come on, seduction. Come on, unteachable. Unteachable right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. I come against all the blockages that keep us from learning. Come on, I come against all the blockages that prevent you from learning, prevent you from retaining, prevent you from growing. Come on, come on. All that right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out. Push, 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 push. Move, 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 move. Come on, up and out, up and out. Move. Come on, all that. Cut the cords, cut the cords. Come on, all that witchcraft control. Come on, all that witchcraft control. Come on, all the possessiveness. Come on, come on, all the unforgiveness too. Come on, retaliation right now. I'll get even. Come on, come on, come on. All the false beliefs. Come on, up and out, up and out. Come on, oppositional defiant. Oppositional defiant right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, all that strong will. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Digging in your heels. Come on, impatience, impatience. intimidation right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, all the intimidation. Come on, all the ways that the enemy tries to intimidate us. Come on. And then all the justification. Come on, that triple-stranded cord. Come on. I come against all the things in our belief system right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, come on. And all the social classifications right now that we put ourselves in. Come on, all that social, all the social classifications. Well, I'm above so-and-so, but I'm not as good as so-and-so. Come on, all that second-class citizen right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, come on. I have to work two times as hard just to make it to acceptable standard. Come on. And all of our cultural beliefs right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that's come down our culture right now. Come on, come on. All of that. Family line too. Come on. All the self-sabotage right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. How about the quiet rebellion? Come on. Under the radar, the stealth. Come on. Come on. Come on. Because us girls, we're good at that. Come on. We're good. Come on. All that feeling not good enough. Come on. All that feeling not good enough. All the fret, the anxiety, the worry right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. All the intimidation. Come on. Come on. Come on, all you chickens. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Come on. All you chickens. Come on. Come on. Up and out. Push, 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 push. Move, move, move. Come on. All the family line patterns right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. Everything that's gone down the family line. Come on. Up and out. Stick them, stick them, stick them. Stir them up, stir them up, stir them up. Come on. More pressure, more pressure, more pressure. Come on. All of that that attacks our self-esteem, our self-worth, our value right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. All that unworthiness. Come on, no value, no value. You have value because God created you, not because of anything in you. God in us, it gives us value, gives us worthiness right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I loose that into the women. I loose that into the women right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. If you did nothing, if you could produce nothing, if you were just a lump, if you were just in jail, you are valuable, you are worthy. I loose that right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I loose courage, confidence, boldness right now. I loose that into the women right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ to stand up, to be accountable, to be accounted right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. Come on. We come against all the unteachableness right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. All the blockages, everything that blocks us, all the things that block us right now from retaining, from learning, from growing. I can come against all the spirits of arrested development right now that want to keep us young and stupid. Come on, right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, we don't want to mature. We don't want to grow up. Come on, come on. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. Come on, up and out, up and out. Push, 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 push. Move. Come on, up and out, up and out. Come on, come on. All the rescuing spirits. Come on, all the rescuing spirits right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, come on, come on, come on. All the condemnation. Come on, up and out. Come on, up and out. Move, 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 move. Come on. Come on, all that bitterness. Come on, up and out. Move, move, move. Come on. I cut the cords right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I cut the cords, that witchcraft control right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, all that witchcraft control right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, teaching us. Come on, come on, keeping us bound, keeping us pushed down right now. Come on, whether it's come from the inferiority, if it comes from parents, if it comes from those in authority, it comes from friends. Come on, up and out, up and out. Push, 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 push. Move, 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 move. Come on, up and out. Come on, up and out. Come on. All that self-pity too. Come on, all that pity party. Come on, up and out. Move, move, move. Come on. Come on, stick them, angel. Stick them. Stir them up, stir them up, stir them up. Push them out, ladies. Push them out. Fall out of agreement with them. Tell them in your mind to go. Tell them in your mind to go. Come on. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. Come on, all the fear. All the fear of stepping up and being a leader. Come on, all the fear of stepping up and being a leader. Come on, being accountable. Come on, come on, come on. We require generals, lieutenants, and first captains who'll step forward. Who will step forward? Come on, come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. Come on, come on. I loose that to flow like oxygen through the blood right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, I loose that power right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ to flow through power. Come on, come on. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. Push, 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 push. Move, 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 move. Come on, all the things that keep us paralyzed. Come on, I come against the spirit of shame right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ and how shame paralyzes. Come on, shame paralyzes and doesn't allow us to move forward. Come on, we're frozen. We're frozen in fear right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out, up and out, up and out. Come on. Come on, and I loose truth and judgment and exposure on the demons and how they have us believe in the lies, believing us lies. Come on, the Christianity is a list of don'ts. Come on, all that right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. I come against all of the lies of the enemy as far as they try to undermine the sanctity of marriage right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and come against all the attacks of the image of marriage that is portrayed in Christian in the church right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, up and out, push and move. Come on, all that is those spirits of guarding yourself. Come on, not willing to be completely exposed, not willing to be completely truthful and open right now. Come on, up and out. Come on, up and out. Push and move. Come on. All the spirits of entitlement. Just do it for me. I'm entitled. Come on. All the spirits that are running rampant right now. Come on, up and out. Stick them, angels. Stick them. Stir them up. Come on. Come on, up and out. Move. Come on. All the classifications. Come on. Come on. All that murderous rage that wells up in us. Come on. Up and out. Come on. All the fear of going through trials, too. I loose that. All the fear of going through trials. Come on. Embrace that. Embrace it. Come on. Because as you go through trials, you grow. Come on. Up and out. Come on. Come on, all the things that make us feel as though we're not good enough. Come on, we don't have the skills, we don't have the training, we don't have the abilities, we don't have the aptitude, we don't have the gift of gab, we don't have the presentation spirit. Come on, up and out, move, come on. All the intimidation, everything that keeps us down. Come on, up and out, push, move, come on. And all the justification, too. All the justification of our actions. Come on. All the impulsivity. All the impatience right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Come on. All the impatience. Come on. Not willing to wait. And so I'm going to make an impulsive behavior. I just loose right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ the power of delay. I loose that right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, the power of delay. If it doesn't fit right, if it doesn't sit right, then don't make the decision. Come on, you'll regret it. Come on. So there's power in delay and wisdom and might. Come on, I loose a spirit of discernment right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, of wisdom, a spirit of understanding right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can see all the little the strings attached right now. Come on, all of that right now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Up and out. Push them. Move. Come on. And they all said, Amen. Come on, push them. Move. We're not done. Come on. Those who love mercy can have it right back on their heads. Come on. Multiplied hundredfold. Put back on these demons all that harassment, all that torment. Come on. Up and out. Move. All that shame, all that guilt, all that condemnation.
Why don't we take a short break, and we'll be back here at 3:15, okay?
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.